that?
So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
So Phil Mickelson is widely known to be a sports bettor, and he likes to gamble on golf when he plays. And this is no secret. Everybody's kind of known this about him. But there's a trial going on of Las Vegas businessman William Billy Walters. And it came out during some of the discovery of the trial that Phil Mickelson once paid off a $1.9 million golf gambling debt to him. Oh, how about you can't be serious? That's an incredible amount of cash. And apparently there's some insider trading potentially on some stocks going on too, but a $1.9 million gambling debt he had to write off to William, quote, Billy Walters.
He's a professional golfer that already has a ton of money. How do you just not pay that money off when you owe it? How does it build up to $1.9 million?
Well, if you're Phil, maybe you're hoping that you're going to get like another round. You'd be like double or nothing?
Yeah, double or nothing. Yeah. Let's try this again.
Double or nothing?
I'm going to try to win. And I'm just like, if you're betting against him, I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So yeah, I can win more money.
Phil probably trying trick shots to get it back. Like, all right, off the tent, skip it over the water, through the sand trap, right in the hole.
All right, well, the spring training of baseball is about to get wrapped up, and earlier today, Colorado was taking on San Diego, or as some people call it, San Diego.
Right.
And, I mean, this game was about over. Top of the ninth, two on, two out. I mean, this game was about to be wrapped up. Well, all of a sudden, on the broadcast on Fox Sports San Diego, you see a bunch of, looked like just a bunch of bugs in the infield.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's bees.
Ah.
and at one instance, everybody just hits the deck. I mean, everybody just lays flat on the entire infield is on the ground. It's as if they're under attack.
Wild.
And, I mean, you can see it on the TV broadcast, which I'm looking at it now. I have a pause, but you can just see all the bees. You can't really, like really tell. It's not in full detail, but there has to be hundreds of bees just swarming the infield. Everybody hits the deck for about 20 or 30 seconds and gets back up and ends the game.
Now, there was it a playoff game, a Yankees playoff game several years ago? There was like gnats and bugs flying around, right? I seem to remember that, but bees would be horrifying.
Well, I can remember just not too long ago, wasn't there at a Royals spring training game there was an issue with bees?
I think you're right, actually. Yeah. Come on, nature. We're just trying to have a baseball game here, man. Take it easy. So coming up this weekend, it's a big sports weekend. Mitch is off to go to WrestleMania. He flight leaves tomorrow, and then you're on pay-per-view on Sunday. We expect to see you do something amazing and get on pay-per-view.
I'll be back. Well, I'm up in the nosebleeds a little bit.
That's a lot of pressure. Yeah. How about Monday Night Raw?
That's doable.
Okay.
Yeah, it's doable.
We expect lower something section. Awesome. Yeah. I'll be watching for you very closely. Then you get a Final Four. That's coming at you tomorrow. South Carolina, Gonzaga, 5 o'clock. Oregon, North Carolina, 7:49 currently is what it's listed for tip-off. Probably closer to 8-ish when it actually happens. K-State baseball, though, is coming up next. Cats TCU live from Toyton Family Stadium right here on News Radio KMAN.